That was marvelous. The song was Hello Again, has been chosen by Shakhlaq from Nicola Valley. Right now we have him online to speak with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Well, it could be.
Wonderful, wonderful. How is it up there?
It's cloudy and cool.
Is that right?
Almost feels like fall weather.
Wow. Change it. You have all the power to change it. Why don't you? You can do that.
Yeah, I like the cool.
You like the cool? Yeah, that's true. That's true. Is it very cold?
Just around 20 outside.
Oh, okay. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, the subject of the show for today is the power of TV. We would love to hear your opinion about this.
The power of TV. The power of TV is...
Yes.
It really has power.
Yes, I agree.
On humanity.
Mm-hmm.
More power than old forms of information spreading, the newspapers, the radio, and face-to-face, because now television's broadcast globally.
Right.
You know, it influences the way our opinions are formed. You know, we can be propagandized. We can be brought together through empathetic programming.
Mm-hmm.
We can be influenced by the multiple advertisements broadcast over it.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a study once where they say, you know, they make it sound like the commercials at the Super Bowl and all these big sports events.
Right.
This commercial cost $1 billion. They make like that's an enormous amount. And then you see the influence those ads take. These companies that spend $1 billion on a commercial get a return of trillions, not billions, trillions.
Mm-hmm.
So television, just the advertisements alone has that much influence.
Yes.
On we, the society, you know, just think how the corrupt media, you know, not all mainstream media is corrupt.
Right. But
enough of it is.
Yes.
You know, as I sit here recovering, I'm watching my TV.
Yes.
I started watching these comedians.
Yeah.
And they get flown around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them said he got flown to the Middle East to do the Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, all the Middle Eastern countries.
Yes.
And he said he didn't know what to think. He got there because in his mind, His thoughts about the Middle East was all formed by corrupt mainstream news networks, CNN, Fox News. You know, he was scared to open his mouth because he thought for sure everybody over there was a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how much influence.
Mm-hmm.
Corrupt media has on us through television.
Yeah.
You know? And then he finds out they're like the rest of us in the world. All just, you know, wanting to live and let live.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, television, you know, it's good. It helps us learn. It helps us form our opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time,
yeah,
if we don't moderate, mm-hmm, our viewing of television,
yes,
we become what they call couch potatoes.
I never heard about this one. I'm learning from you.
You know, so you know, we have to moderate,
yes,
our viewing. You know, I'm not, yeah, saying cut it off.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we do need a break from,
yeah,
the stress of our jobs, the stress of our ailments.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, there's magazines, there's books we can read. We can go out and on hikes and walks. You know, one thing about television that I find,
yeah,
it takes me places that I wish I could go visit in real life, you know, like the rainforest,
yeah,
of South America, Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to deal with the cold. I don't have to deal with the bugs.
Yeah.
The dangerous creatures. You know, that's all good and well, but,
yeah,
you know, it'd be just fine to go out there and experience,
mm-hmm,
personal.
Yes.
So, yeah, so, you know, so I figure watching the TV, all these nature programs, news, mm-hmm, and all that, it forms our wanting, well, I don't know about the rest of our,
yeah,
our humanity.
But, yeah,
for me, I'm hoping to get better enough to go visit a bunch of these places that I've now been seeing recovering here.
Yeah.
Becoming a couch potato.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts on the power of television. We, you know, it helps us learn. It helps us be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we gotta be able to learn to differentiate,
mm-hmm,
from good media and bad media that is being broadcast with.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's my thoughts on the power of television. It is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Is wonderful to have you. Is wonderful to hear the other opinion like yours. Definitely, this mic and this station is the free voices, and everyone can say whatever they feel like it, and they bring their own opinion, and we are all together in this world, and we accompany with one another, and we grow together as one unit. And it's lovely to have you on the air, and looking forward to have you next week on Thursday at the same time. Thank you very much to be with, yeah, us.
Okay. Thank you there on the mic, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you so much for the kind wishes. And we say bye for now.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. That was marvelous to have him from Nicola Valley. And this is Shakhlach from Nicola Valley, the brother of Shakli, the chief Shakli. And the next song that we are going to have is the Horizon. Let's listen to that one and enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
That was the song was chosen by Chief Shackley, and he sent it over here so we could hear at his while he's up there. I hope you enjoyed it. And the next guest we are going to have is Mary, and she is the public officer of the Eagle Nation Production of Society. Hello, hello, Mary. Hi.
How are you all doing?
We are doing fantastic. I am in the studio with Charlotte, that she's accompanying me. And it's so lovely to have you on the air, Mary.
Oh, mine. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for inviting me today. You got a beautiful subject. I love it.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it. Yes.
Television, it's a very, very interesting subject you came up with. I wrote like 10 pages.
We have about, 7-8 minutes that if, we would love to hear you.
I tried to make it to 7 minutes.
Yes.
As you all know, television was born in 1920s.
Yes.
But moved into our homes in the 50s.
Yes.
And never left.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have, if you remember, we used to have like 2 channels. And it was like in the afternoon only, like, I think it was like 5 to 10.
Yes.
And now we have like millions of channels and we're all watching them alone.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we used to watch, like, we always had friends and family over and we would watch something. It was mostly Agatha Christie or Alfred Hitchcock movies I love. And now everybody is watching them alone. For decades, we give that glowing box in the corner of our rooms mm-hmm. attention. Mm-hmm. Our evenings, our childhood, my childhood. it shaped how we think, how we vote, who we fear, what we buy, where we go. This is power. The kind that doesn't need to send soldiers or army. It just needs to send signals.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just entertainment. It's the original political technology. I came up with, in that 10-page rule, I came up with few categories, and mm-hmm. I'll tell you categories of the TV.
Yeah.
The categories are, to me,
mm-hmm.
the good, the bad, the ugly,
mm-hmm.
and the uglier. By the way, I love that movie, but Clint is with the bad. But I also added the uglier. So we start with the good. The good part is television is a political tool for people.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yes.
Mass visibility.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember the civil rights movement in the United States, that's a good example. When Eugene Connors, German Shepherd, attacked the protesters in Birmingham in 1963. By the way, Eugene Connor, for people who don't know him or don't remember him, he was a white supremacist, and he was the Commissioner of Public Safety in 1963 mm-hmm. in the United States. So his dogs, German Shepherds, attacked protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on CBS News that night. An American couldn't say, "I didn't know" anymore. TV made it undeniable that what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or when Iranian evil government shut down mobile internet in 2022, or even now
yes.
with internet, satellite TV kept broadcasting. Iran International TV, which is based in London, became the only live link for many Iranians.
Right.
And here also, I think global TV kind of covered it for 5 seconds of Iranian protesters, women, and told the world that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to the bed. The bed
mm-hmm.
is a weapon. Propaganda tool. Again, we'll go, a good example is the Iranian regime called the protesters all these years rioters, and showed footage of normal life in cities, like they're doing everything like they used to, nothing happened. Also by using AI, showing mass protest of Iranian regime supporters, like these are all supporters of Iranian regime. So it can be, unfortunately, a weapon of propaganda. Now we're going to ugly. Why ugly? Because TV networks are owned by politicians. It is ugly because it's a microphone. It makes the loudest voice like the only voice. And a good example of that is Silvio Berlusconi, the Italian Berlusconi, the Italian tycoon and politician. He owned three television networks in Italy before he became a prime minister. He literally programmed his own election. That's 1990s ugly in Italy.
Yeah.
Now we have uglier. I hope we have time. Rwanda, 1994 genocide.
Excuse me, Mary. We have 3 minutes. Yes, yes, thank you.
Rwanda, the Radio Television Libre de Mille Collines, or RTLM.
Yes.
A television and broadcasting in Rwanda. What happened? The station broadcast names, addresses, license plates of Tutsi people and told the listeners to kill them. Go kill them. These are the addresses of the rioters of Tutsi. Go kill them. That's what literally they broadcast. And it turned neighbors into targets. Why TV is ugly and uglier? It doesn't need to pull a trigger. It just needs to point. And that's what the Radio Television Libre Mille Collines in Rwanda did.
Yes.
The most dangerous weapon in Rwanda in 1994 wasn't a machete. It was the TV and the TV camera. So these are my good, bad, ugly, and uglier's are television.
It was so interesting, and it's so delightful to have you on the show, and thank you so much for your time and effort that you're providing us. I do know that you do a lot of volunteer work, and you have a huge passion for the humanity, and God bless you, you know, for whatever you do, with all the help and all the positivity that you bring, you put it together in the society. Thank you so much, Mary, for to be with us on air.
My pleasure. You have a lovely day, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. We are looking forward to have you next week as well.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. That was Mary. And it's such a privilege to have her with us. She is the Office of Public Officer of Eagle Nation Production of Society. And the next song that we are going to provide you is Mesa, that has been dedicated to Lily in California from Chief Shackley. And I hope you enjoy it. And next week, we are going to have 3 to 4 p.m. on Thursday. And this is CJSF, 90.1 FM from Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We are going to say goodbye to you and accompany with Charlotte. And we are looking forward to have this show next week. Have a beautiful week and enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.